and Alison's going to read for us.
It's on page 1063 in the Church Bibles, if you want to follow. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." This is the word of the Lord.
So, the winter solstice happened this week, and that put great smiles on many of our faces, because it means we're now moving into the season of light, out of the season of darkness, into the season of light. And of course, today is celebrating the coming of the light. That's what John's Gospel reminds us of. The beginning of John's Gospel reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but I think year on year, more and more people are sticking lights on the front of their houses. Sometimes you get people sticking up lit reindeers and Christmas trees and Santas and all sorts of things. It's become a thing. And I hope they're all LED lights that are used as well. Otherwise, all this lighting stuff will be destroying the planet. That's just a little green comment this morning. But there's something in there about people craving for the light. We want to have light in our lives, but we don't quite know where to find it. Well, John's Gospel tells us Jesus is the light who lights every human life. If only we can see him and look for him and come to him. He invites us to do that today. So what we do on a day like this is we rehearse, we remember the coming again of Jesus. And you know, it is a nightmare doing this every year. For ministers up and down the land, all around the world, they kind of struggle with what to do on Christmas Day and with the Christmas services. It's a really hard thing, because the thing is this, you all know the story, don't you? You all know what happened at Christmas. You know what the coming of Jesus looked like. You know about the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. You know about the baby being born in someone else's house that wasn't their own as a guest. Maybe a stable, maybe the guest room, who knows. You know about what happened when the shepherds came, the angels came. We know all of these things. But the difficulty is making that relevant or real to our lives. It's a really hard thing to do. So all we can do, I think, is to revisit, rehearse, remember what the story was about and what it meant when it first happened and what it means for us now. For some of us today, we come to Christmas because it's the thing we do. It's Christmas Day. We come with the family. Maybe it's the only time we're in church. But know this. The Bible tells us very clearly that God is knowable. That's what John chapter 1 tells us. God can be known. He can be walked with. He can be experienced. We can live with him. And so that's what we invite all of us to do and to experience today. So we're going to revisit and rehearse the Christmas story. And the way we're going to do that this morning is we're going to involve all of you in retelling the story. Now, we're going to sing together to do this in the retelling. Some of you are beginning to panic. I need two helpers to come and just distribute these for me. Anyone want to come and just pass these out? Okay, thank you. So we're going to sing. Now, you know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas? You know that song? How does it go, anyone? You can sing it, Sandy. It's all right. Because I'm going to have to sing it in a minute. And, okay, if you could just pass it out. Sorry, I should have split these up. I was talking and giving out at the same time. There you go. So you know that song, 12 Days of Christmas? I've never quite understood it. You know, if you really loved someone, you wouldn't give them all those creatures, all those things, would you? It'd be a nightmare at Christmas to be given all those presents, wouldn't it? It'd be an awful thing to do, three French hens and so on. So what someone has done is they have re-envisioned the song 12 Days of Christmas and told the proper Christmas story using that tune. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing. Now, this is going to be a marathon. This may mean that we don't get out by 12 o'clock, okay, because it's quite long. But it retells the whole story. Okay, now, something really, really important about Christmas Day, it's a time for something. It begins with J and ends in oi, okay? So we need to kind of look as if we might be enjoying this. Douglas has got it right. Douglas has forced himself to smile, which is great. Okay, so we're going to give this a shot. Now, I'm going to try and lead it if I get the key wrong. Okay, so let's stand to sing. And if you're a hearty singer, you bellow it out because we'll follow your lead, okay? Because I'm not great at the old singing. You look so happy to be doing this. Okay, so now I hope the scanning works, okay? We'll see. Okay, let's try.
At the first hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Our Savior Jesus is born. At the second hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. Sheltered in a stall, our Savior Jesus is born. At the third day of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. In Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Savior Jesus is born.
You're getting it.
At the fourth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay.
For Christmas Day in
Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Savior Jesus is born. At the fifth hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Savior Jesus is born.
More hearty with the peace on earth.
The world in darkness lay, angels are singing peace on earth. For on Christmas Day in Bethlehem, sheltered in a stall, our Savior Jesus is born. At the seventh hour of Christmas, the world in darkness lay. All heaven blazing, angels are singing, peace on earth.
Sing another carol.